I'm Christian Zadek, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. We are entering the season of thankfulness and gratitude, a time of year where we, hopefully, recognize all the reasons we have to be grateful. Though our lives aren't perfect and our circumstances might even be dire, our faith can still remind us of our blessings and bring us back to a posture of thankfulness, because even when things are hard, there's a truth that resonates in our bones. We have been set free. Romans 8 begins like this. So now there is no condemnation for those who belong to Christ Jesus. And because you belong to him, the power of the life-giving Spirit has freed you from the power of sin that leads to death. The word condemnation here is a legal word. It's talking about the sentencing of a guilty person. The trial concludes, the verdict of guilt is passed, and then the person on trial is condemned. They're given a sentence that lines up with their crime. In the previous chapter, Romans 7, Paul expresses frustration with the fact of his sinful behavior. He says, "Even when I don't want to sin, I still miss the mark. I fail to do the things I wish I would do, and I do the things I wish I wouldn't." He has a deep sense of his own guilt, and he knows that the sentence is death, condemnation. He throws up his hands at the end of the chapter and says, "Who can deliver me from this life that is so dominated by sin and death?" Romans 8:1 is the answer. The sentence of death has been taken away because you belong to Jesus now. Because you belong to him, the Spirit gives life. That's the opposite of condemnation. Rather than being sentenced to death, you receive the power of the life-giving Spirit, and he has freed you from the power of sin that results in the guilty sentence of death. If you've ever been in court, perhaps you know the feeling of being spared by a judge when a person in authority pronounces you not guilty and a huge weight falls off your shoulders. Or maybe you've experienced the opposite, a guilty verdict and the dread of the sentence that is to come. In Paul's example, we are like that person on trial, fully aware of their guilt, under the weight of the sentence, which is death. But when it comes time for sentencing, the authority figure waives the sentence of death and instead pronounces life. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Belonging to Jesus means we have been set free. What's it like to be set free? You leave behind a hopeless way of looking at yourself and the world and embrace a new invitation to freedom, unbound by the former way of doing things. Freedom can feel really great. It can also feel frightening, especially if you've come to rely on walls and chains for stability. Even when we've been set free, it's so easy to revert to our chains. We have to choose to walk in the freedom we've been given. Verse 6 says, "Letting your sinful nature control your mind leads to death, but letting the Spirit control your mind leads to life and peace." So, how do we do that? How do we let the Holy Spirit rule in us rather than the old way? I think one of the foundational ways that we do this is by practicing gratitude. The more aware we are that we belong to Jesus and that he has had compassion on us, the more we stir up gratitude for all he's done, the more postured we will be to walk in the Spirit and let the Spirit rule in our minds. His way in us leads to life. So thank him today, and you'll find it easier and easier to walk in the freedom of his love. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.